Welcome back here to Callan's Drug Store on a Saturday morning of Sports Talk with the Coach's Corner. So glad you could join us here as we get a chance to not only talk high school football, but later in the program we'll talk Western Boone Cross Country with Jessica Gerhardt. Last night it was week number two of conference play around the state of Indiana, and here locally the Lebanon Tigers were in action taking on North Montgomery. Tigers were at home to face the Chargers and were able to get the victory 42-22. Joining us here to talk about his kids' performance last night, and again, as I said, what's coming up next for the team is Tigers head coach Jeff Smock. And Coach Smock, welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You doing all right?
Doing great.
Get that first win finally.
Yeah, a little better feeling than the last three Saturdays. But that was a great game for us last night, a good chance to, you know, we talked all week about, you know, sometimes I think when you find yourself in your 0-3 or your 0-whatever, you're thinking about how do we get all these wins. And we talked all week is, you know, you can't get your second win before you get your first win. And so that's what last night was all about, you know. But really it was all about improvement. You know, we've improved from week to week to week, and that's what our focus was for last night, and the boys did a great job.
Again, Coach Smock along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Even though your team fell to Danville last week, what did you see in that game that gave you thought that things are getting better?
Yeah, we really struggled week one with our discipline, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But that was the big thing for us was, you know, we were in a competitive game. Our offense kind of rose up to the challenge. You could say finally, you know, we were a little better against Zionsville. Points didn't show we were a little better. But, you know, we saw improvement, like I said, especially from the offense, you know, but in all of our phases, you know, and so you leave that game and as much as you're, you know, not happy with the end result, I was happy with our fight. I was happy with our resolve. You know, we gave up a score with what, 2:30 left, I think, in that game. That's an easy spot to kind of hang your head and say, okay, that's it. But no, we kept fighting. You know, we had a couple things go our way to get the ball on the 35 and be able, but that's the game. That's football, right? You're not going to complain about getting the ball closer to the end zone. So, you know, our resolve was where it needed to be. Our execution to finish wasn't where it needed to be. And, you know, in this game, that's what it's all about. You got to be able to finish drives. You got to be able to finish a quarter. You got to be able to finish a half. You got to be able to finish the game. And so that's what we were looking for, you know, coming into last night.
Again, talking here with Coach Smock on this segment of the Coach's Corner. As we think about last night's opponent, North Montgomery, as you got into preparation leading into last night's game, what were some concerns that you had that you really stressed to your kids?
Yeah, well, I mean, for one, I think this is probably the best team they've had in maybe 8 to 10 years. They're pretty senior heavy. They got 12 to 14 seniors, I think, that all play a really important role for them. And guys that have been playing for several years, so you've got a lot of experience there. And so that right away, you look at it and say, "Hey, this is going to be a challenge here." You know, offensively, they've got a quarterback that is kind of a dual threat guy, and you know, and defensively, which we don't really know why they went away from, but they're usually a team that's really putting a lot of pressure on you in your offensive line. Last night, for whatever reason, they didn't blitz as much as what they usually do, and what we've seen on tape, and so. You know, you're automatically worried about can your offensive line hold up against that pressure, you know, and so, you know, as you're preparing, you know, those are the biggies you're really looking at.
Well, I would say on the other side of the coin for North Montgomery, they have to respect the receivers. You know, Caden Lark showed exactly why he's you know, just an outstanding player and continuing to improve each week. So, you know, it works both ways, and they have to respect what the Tigers bring on the field as well.
Yeah, and, you know, you see the improvement of what we've done. You know, Caden really hadn't broken out yet, but we know what he's capable of. But, you know, some of that's it's just the timing in the passing game and getting that down. And, you know, you can't say enough about the improvement of number 15 playing quarterback for us the first 4 weeks. You know, that is, in my opinion, the toughest position in sports to play. You know, to play the quarterback position. You know, Jackson Fulton's done a great job these first 4 weeks of improving, and you can see it. The offense has grown confidence as he's grown confidence. And then the passing game was able to get going a little bit last night because of that timing, that confidence, and part of it's because they had to respect our running game that they saw last week. You know, Brendan Shockley's done a great job, and Tague Williamson's done a great job, but then Jackson got involved in the running game last week too. So now, you know, it's no coincidence, and now the passing game all of a sudden starts to open up a little bit when the running game blows up like it did last week. So that all goes hand in hand.
It's, as they say, complementary football, right?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. All the time. We weren't in school yesterday because of a power outage, so we do a walkthrough, to get our guys up and moving. And it was one of the last things I said to the guys. I said, we have not played complementary football yet. And I think we finally started to see that a little bit last night.
Again, visiting here with Coach Knock, Tigers with the win last night again over North Montgomery. Tigers won the coin toss, deferred to the second half, so North got the ball. Defense came out, made a stop immediately, so that gave the Tigers the ball. And with 3:59 to go in the first quarter play, Jackson Fulton was able to take it in from a yard out, and the Tigers were off early 7-0. Just how did you feel that opening drive for your kids went, and how that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game?
Yeah, I mean, great score. You got to come out and you got to set the tone of what things are going to be. And, anytime your defense gets a stop and your offense goes down and gets a score, that's how you draw it up. That's why you defer. You hope that your defense can come out and get that stop, and now you got the ball, and now you've gained a possession. That's the way you kind of look at it, right? And, but again, like we said, that's complementary football. If the defense gets a stop and then you come back out and you three and out, then you're right back in the same ballgame. And that happens sometimes. But, winning teams find a way to say, okay, stop, score. And if you can get that done, then, you're really doing something. And we were able to get going early last night.
Yeah. North was able to respond after the score by Lebanon to come back and score their own touchdown. Must not have much of a kicking game because they elected to go for two every time they did score. And they were able to complete the two-point conversion, got up 8-7 on the Tigers. Onside kick, North Montgomery, I think, caught everyone by surprise to do it there, but hats off to them. They executed and were able to get the onside kick. But the Tiger defense came up. I know North had some penalties in there as well that kind of stalled out that drive.
Yeah, and, we kind of expected it. They don't have, no knock on them. It's just they don't have much of a kicking game, which, them going for two every time puts a little bit of pressure on you to kind of make some decisions. But you're not trying to chase points early on. We kind of expected, them not being willing to kick to Caden and Trey on the back end. So, it's the other nine. You just say, look, you got to be ready for the ball. We don't know where it's coming. It was just a bad break. It went off of guy's face mask. It was a little one hop and hits him in the face and it bounces. And, and it's just a tough deal. And we covered it well later. But, the defense rose up for us, and that's what we need.
In fact, after that series where North got the ball but eventually had to punt the ball back, Lebanon starting at their own 14-yard line, able to put together, I believe, about a 9-play scoring drive. This time, Jackson Fulton was able to find Mason Crew with the pass completion. Brady Johnson, I understand his nickname is Bacon.
Bacon, yep.
Able to be good with the point after attempt, and Lebanon was up 14-8. And then another big play, kickoff recovered by Lebanon. And then you go and score again. So
yeah.
You have two scores, a turnover, and you're off and running.
Yeah, it was boom, boom, boom right there in the second quarter. We get the score, we go to kickoff, and we, you're always kind of strategically figuring, what do we feel best? Every team's got a guy they like to put back there. And you're like, okay, every week, are we going to kick to this guy? How good is he? And we felt like 86 for them was their best football player, their most explosive football player. So, we were somewhat avoiding him without saying we're going to give you the ball on the 40-yard line every time, right? And so we just did a little sky kick down there. Joel Acton's done a great job for us. He's a, he's a soccer guy that's come in and done a great job of finding time to be able to kind of be a dual threat for us. And he just does kickoffs for us right now. He's kind of our long field goal guy. So we just did a little, I tell him it's kind of a little pitching wedge down there and just plop it right there on the 20-yard line. And, Sammy Torres, who, I can't say enough about Sammy Torres. A senior, he's our number two corner in a spot. He doesn't get a lot of time, but what you talk about with kids all the time is take advantage of your opportunity when it shows. And, last night we'd moved some guys around and he got to play there, and Joel did a great job of plopping right there on the 20, and Sammy runs down there and gets the ball and, holds it up like he's in the Lion King holding up the bull Simba there. But it was a great play. We're able to get a score, and now, like you said, we're rolling.
Yeah. Tigers at that point able to build the lead to 21-8. Turn the page here. One more score in the first half for Lebanon, able to get the score up to 28-8. That was a Caden Lark punt return. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, they hung one up to number two, and as soon as he caught it, you can see on film our defense back coach, Coach Windhorst, was pointing like he's gone. There was just so much space on our sideline. You know, when we returned, you know, we either called their bench or our bench. And so we had called return to our bench, and they hung one up there. We were able to do a good job of holding their guys up, and he had so much space just to get rolling. And the guys have done a great job of, once he gets loose, of being smart within the return. You know, that's an easy spot to get a hold, to get an accidental clip. But you got to rally and be the convoy getting them down there, and then number two finish it off for us.
Well, the Tigers again get the win last night over North Montgomery. So they go to 1-1 in conference play. Conference season continues coming up on Friday night as Lebanon Tigers will travel to take on the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Frankfort struggling just a little bit, but I know you'll be preaching to the kids. Don't take your eye off the ball, and don't overlook Frankfort, because things can happen.
Yeah, I mean, last night was about getting our first win, and next week's about getting our second win. But most importantly, it's about we genuinely have improved every single week we've had an opportunity to play this year. And so if we can continue to be disciplined within that mindset, next Friday will be just fine. But we got to make sure that we just keep that mindset of how do we get better this week. And it's a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing to do for adults to focus on that. It's certainly tough to get 15, 18-year-old young men to do that, but if we can do it, we feel really good about our chances next week.
Well, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, talking Tigers football, Tigers head coach Jeff Mock. Coach Mock, thanks for your time. Good luck next week against the Hot Dogs.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Again, Jeff Smock with us here. All right, and we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention to the sport of cross country. Jessica Gerhardt is on the way, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.